Welcome to St. Joseph Cathedral for the solemn vespers for the installation of the 12th Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus, Bishop Robert J. Brennan. We now go live to St. Joseph Cathedral.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be.
Thank you.
Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will take flight. Draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you backsliders. Be humbled in the sight of the Lord, and he will raise you on high.
Wow. Thank you all. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Thank you all for coming from great distances. Thank you for gathering as the Church of Columbus. Thank you, Archbishop Pierre, for being with us tonight to represent our Holy Father. Please give to the Holy Father our sincere appreciation and our fondest greetings. Thank you, Bishop Campbell, for all your kindness in these days. Bishop Griffin, thank you for your kindness. You have made me feel welcome, but you have built up such a wonderful legacy here in the Diocese of Columbus. Am I right? And I promise you that as we, all of us gathered around here, around you today, pick up the baton, we intend to run with it with great vigor, with great enthusiasm, to build, continue to build on the wonderful foundation that you have set for us. Draw close to God, and He will draw close to you. You know, a couple of years ago, you remember when Pope Francis came to the United States back in 2015. He did make a stop in New York. Archbishop Pierre, if he ever wants some good Midwestern hospitality, I know some great people in Columbus. He came to Madison Square Garden. Now, the bishops of New York, we had to get there extremely early. They wanted the bishops there in one place. They put us in a room with a kitchen and a TV, and they said, here, stay here. They didn't want us to wander off. Now, I was riding on Bishop Perez's coattails, and guess what we did? We wandered off. So he's out there hobnobbing with Gloria Estefan and Harry Connick Jr. And as it gets closer, the Pope's entourage arrives at Madison Square Garden. The security people, the communications people, the MCs, all of the people have to make sure everything's in place. And there's this one priest, he's getting things ready. He's in a cassock, sort of like what I have on now. And he arrives to gather the liturgical ministers together, and he comes over to me. I'm talking to one of the police officers out in the hallway. And he's holding a paper in his hand, and he looks at me. Now, here's the problem. He speaks Italian. I don't. I speak English. He doesn't. So he holds this paper, and he says, dove, dove. Now, thank God, that's the one word I know in Italian. If you want to get good pizza in Italy, you have to know how to say, where is. Dove locker room ranger. Now I know them are fighting words. Imagine he said Blue Jackets, okay? Now when the Holy Father arrived, you can imagine the whole place was just filled electric with enthusiasm, with joy as he rode around the stadium. And then Mass began. And as Mass began, this beautiful sense of reverence and prayer just fell over this tremendous arena. One of the great things about being Catholic, we know when to have a great time, we know when to lift up our voices, and we know when to fall into prayer. That night, the first reading was taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. We hear it at midnight Mass. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwell in the land of darkness, a light has shone. It goes on to say Isaiah. They call him Wonder Counsel, a mighty God, Father forever, Prince of Peace. Of course, his name is Jesus. Jesus. Imagine. So many people are living in tremendous darkness. So many people carry awful responsibilities, burdens, worries, or fears. Let's be honest, we all face darkness and fears sometimes in our lives, sometimes more than others. And let's be honest and say that there are people who feel it terribly, acutely. But you know what the Holy Father told us that night? He says, Jesus is walking in our cities. Jesus Christ is walking in our cities. Yes, Jesus, the light in the darkness. He comes to help us. He comes to walk with us. He comes to shoulder our burdens with us. He comes to lead us, to guide us, to show us the ways that are life-giving and full of hope and newness and life. Jesús camina con nosotros, ¿no? En el bueno, Jesús camina con nosotros. En el mal, Jesús camina con nosotros. En nuestros esfuerzos y nuestros éxitos, Jesús camina con nosotros. En nuestras debilidades, nuestras preocupaciones, nuestros miedos, nuestros pecados, Jesús camina con nosotros. Siempre. Él está en medio de nosotros para ayudarnos, para acompañarnos, para guiarnos, para alimentarnos. Jesús, siempre fiel, siempre con nosotros. And so, friends, Jesus walking with us, what does he ask of us tonight? Gathered here in this cathedral, we find people who are serving the Lord, serving his church in so many powerful, so many beautiful, so many exciting ways. Many of you are collaborators in the gospel here in the diocese, in the Catholic Center, in so many different agencies across the way, in our parishes, serving in countless different ways. Here we gather as Jesus' own people. And what does he ask of us? He asks us to walk with him. Follow me. And walking with him to shine his light on those who dwell in the land of darkness. Who do you know right now who needs that light of hope? Jesus asks us, he invites us to walk the way. Your marriages, families, are living witnesses to the power of God's fidelity, mercy, and love. Your service offers the hand of Jesus' friendship to those most in need. Your witness toward life, the joy in which you live your life, transforms the world. To the religious, the sisters who are here tonight, the brothers who are here tonight, your charisms themselves reflect that light as you live it out so generously and so joyfully. We'll get to know each other in the days and the months ahead. And you'll see how important the religious sisters and brothers were in my own life and in the life of my family. We love you an awful lot. To the deacons, I know that we have a wonderful diaconate here in Columbus. We'll be working together, and how much I appreciate your spirit of service. But I'm going to ask all of you if you would bear with me, because I'd like to say a particular word to the priests who are gathered here tonight, and I didn't think this all the way through. Forgive me, my back is to you. Brothers, I am so happy finally to meet you. I am so happy to meet you. Thank you for your warm greetings, for the letters, the notes. Thank you for your fraternal warmth. But thank you most of all. Thank you for your priestly hearts, so close to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You know, for 30 years, nearly 30 years, I've been part of the presbyterate of the Diocese of Rockville Center. I'm so proud where I've been part of a presbyterate of priests who have inspired me along the way, who I am so proud to be part of them. And now, tonight, I begin a new journey as part of the Presbyterate of Columbus, and I'm so happy and proud to walk among you and to walk shoulder to shoulder with you in the work of the gospel. You know, I don't know you. Yes, please, let's thank. While it's true that we don't know each other very well, at another level we do, don't we? We do know each other. Because we walk the same paths with the same heart. I know about you. I've heard about you. Your people love you. They love you an awful lot. And I know that you have that satisfaction of making a difference in the lives of people. I know how we are all just so uplifted and motivated when we see the power of God's mercy transform lives and lift burdens off of people's shoulders. I know your zeal for the mission of the church, your love for the presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, and how you give your life for that gift, and how you celebrate it with joy and reverence. I know with you, sometimes the frustration or the discouragement when it feels like things fall on deaf ears or you don't know the difference that it makes. And yet, I know with you that there is something deeper, isn't there? Something stronger. Something that motivates us. Something that makes this the adventure of a lifetime. Thank you for walking that journey. Tonight, I think we'll get some of the words of Pope Francis in his exhortation, the joy of the gospel. Remember when he says, faith means believing in God, believing that he truly loves us, that he's alive, that he's mysteriously capable of intervening, that he does not abandon us, and that he brings good out of evil by his power and infinite creativity. It means believing that he marches triumphantly in history with those who are called and chosen and faithful. Let's believe in that gospel. Let's believe in that seed that we plant in the ground, that we don't know how God is doing the work underneath, but he's doing that work. Let's be renewed in our joy in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And here tonight, commit ourselves to the mission of bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to a world that so desperately needs to know him, right? This world so desperately needs to know the joy, the love, the mercy of Jesus Christ. And the good news is that you and I have been called to bring that about. Thank you. We walked the adventure together. Let us ask the Lord to nurture that seed within us and to help us together as the Church of Columbus to announce the good news. Jesus camina con nosotros. Jesus is walking among us.
Christ the Lord gave us a new commandment to love, of love for each other. Let us pray to him.
Good Master, teach us to love you in our neighbor, and in serving them to serve you. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
On the cross, you ask pardon for your executioners. Give us strength to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
To the mystery of your body and blood, deepen our love, our perseverance, and our trust. Strengthen the weak, console the sorrowful, and give hope to the dying. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Light of the world, you gave sight to the man born blind when he washed in the pool of Solomon. Enlighten catechumens through the water of baptism and the word of life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Give to the dead the perfect joy of your eternal love, and number us among those you are chosen. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
With longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Heavenly Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We implore your majesty most humbly, O Lord, that as the feast of our salvation draws ever closer, so we may press forward all the more eagerly towards the worthy celebration of the Paschal mystery. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Now and forever.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven
and earth. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go now in peace.
Thanks be to God.
This is listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 on WVSG Columbus and FM 88.3 WSGR New Boston, Portsmouth.